Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 40. Today, Rob asks, you mentioned that you write on average around 1,000 to 1,500 words per hour, including cycling. Right now, about 900 to 1,000 is my peak, and I just can't seem to push past that, especially not on average. But if I could get into your range, it'd be a heck of a lot easier to reach my writing goals. Right now, I grind away for 4 hours to get 2,000 words on most days. Are there methods, tips, tricks you have to increase this rate? Well, yeah, Rob, actually I do, and it's implicit in what's going to be my correction to your question. I don't write 1,000 to 1,500 words per hour, including cycling, on average in general. I average 1,000 to 1,500 words per hour, including cycling, when I'm focused. When I'm not focused, I can sit at the computer for hours and do 200 words an hour. And my stubbornness keeps me from doing the smart thing and getting up and going for a walk or getting a drink and resetting myself and then coming back and being focused. During the months that I do that, my output is substantially different from the months when I am stubborning it out at the keyboard and not being focused. So, here's some of the tips. When you find yourself grinding down, get up. Get some exercise, get some drugs, and by drugs I mean whatever your recreational drug of choice is, like caffeine. Caffeine is a neuroenhancer. Nicotine, though its delivery systems are incredibly bad for your health, is a neuroenhancer. Sugar, though it is incredibly bad for your health, is a neuroenhancer. But whether it's coffee or tea or a cigarette if you're a smoker or a handful of M&Ms, what you want to do is you want to get up from your desk. You want to get some exercise. You want to get yourself stimulated physically so that your brain's got more activity, more blood going through, better oxygen supply, more neurotransmitters, so that when you get back down and sit down and plug in, you're working at a more effective rate. The amount of activity that a stimulated brain is capable of versus a bored brain is fantastically different. You can actually see CAT scans online side by side. The neural activation from someone who's just did 5 minutes of exercise versus someone who's been sitting for 20 minutes. Off the charts different. That's step one. Step two, have your office set up in ways that enhance rather than detract from your focus. This will vary according to your temperament. Some people cannot work in a clean office. Some people find the visual noise in a dirty office incredibly distracting. Some people cannot work with music in the background. Some people cannot work unless there's music in the background. Start altering the variables of your environment. What you're trying to do is basically figure out how to, using behavioral science, goad your brain into prime operating condition. And that means controlling your physical environment and your stimulus so that your brain stays hopping and eager to play. And then, also, when you're sitting down to work, focusing. Getting your head down in the story. Stop worrying about what word you're going to type next and start inhabiting that scene mentally and seeing what's going to happen next. Letting it surprise you as it spools out from your subconscious. And I know it sounds difficult and it takes a while to cultivate that skill. But you can do it. Anyone who ever played make-believe as a child, anyone who's ever done improvisational theater, anyone who's ever held an unscripted conversation can inhabit an imaginary space and watch an imaginary scene play out. And all you have to do as a writer is transcribe what's going on. not just the dialogue, but all the sensory details, so that you paint a picture and you have a record of what went on in your head. The better focused you can get, the faster you will write. You can also play games with yourself. Word races for some people are tremendously motivating. You get on instant message or Twitter with a writing buddy, meaning another buddy who's a writer. And you say, okay, we'll see who can get the most words done in the next hour. Go! And you both write. And at the end of the hour, you compare your word counts. For some people, that has a tremendous payoff because it helps them get out of their own way. Because there's a short-term competition to win. They are less critical of themselves while they're writing, and so the words flow more freely. You do enough of that, and you start to notice that the words you wrote during word races and the words you agonized over don't have a detectable quality difference between them. And that helps you get out of your own way, which would be the other thing you would want to work on, is getting out of your own way. It's the hardest thing we do, but it is the single biggest thing that slows all of us down. We are self-conscious about what we write, we want to do a good job, we want to have a great effect on the audience, and so we start second-guessing and third-guessing and fourth-guessing ourselves. We start hesitating about whether the right path is to the left or to the right, whether our hero should step up to the plate, or whether he should slink and cower in the shadows so that he'll have a bigger payoff when he finally does step up to the plate. There's all sorts of things like that, little mind games we play with ourselves that slow us down. Other than that, it's just a matter of practice. The more you write, the faster you get, up to when you reach sort of your natural capacity, and everybody's natural capacity is different. Don't compare yourself to me in terms of what's the right way to do it. If I compared myself to Nathan Lowell or Kevin J. Anderson as to what's the right way to do it, I would die. And I know this because I've done it on a pathological basis. God, I'd kill to write as fast as those guys do. Grumble, grumble, grumble. But I don't. And trying to, at best, allows me to inch in that direction. But I have no idea what my native capacity is. I've only been doing this for a decade or so. So I've got a lot of time to grow yet. And you have a lot of time to grow yet, too. So work on the focus and work on getting out of your own way. And remember to get up and take breaks. Breaks are fantastic, particularly if they're short, focused breaks and they involve a lot of exercise. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.